KA3 TFB, this is KD2FBM.
KD2FBM, indeed a good evening to you, my friend, KA3 TFB. Hey, how's it going tonight?
Actually, not too bad. I'm checking in through a different checkpoint. I've got Echolink loaded up on my laptop, so I'm hoping that's going to help clear up some of my audio issues. How do I sound to you?
Kevin, you have a little static on you, but your audio is down to the ground there. I can hear you. I have the voice up all the way, but you have noise on you. And then you're weak on your audio. And with that report, how do I sound? This is KA3 TFB through the Echolink. Over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you and I are probably about the same then, because it looks like, according to my meter, I'm just about modulating to over-modulating. So try not to push too hard. The static you may be hearing could be the fan that I got running. So that might be what you might be picking up. I'm not too sure if they're going to have a net on here, so if you want, what I'll do is I'll pick up the net here on your final, and I'll just run with it and see if anyone checks in.
Roger, Roger, caught me in as a net, caught me in as a check-in, and when you call the Echolink station, I don't see anybody else out there, but when you do call an Echolink, just put me in there, and I'll be in listening mode there. And go ahead, you can pick it up, because you might even have the prologue in front of you. This is KA3 TFB, back to net control.
Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater, 146.655. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? And I will pause. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club next monthly meeting will be held on the next following month, and we'll find out that date and time on the next meet that we have on here. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. All right, now I'm going to ask, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? I will pause now. Okay, are there any Echolink stations willing to check in? I will pause for 15 seconds. K3TFB, you were already checked in, so if you'd like, go ahead, take the floor.
Roger, Roger, and Western Pennsylvania. It's we've had some rain in the morning here for about an hour, and what we need to dry out. We've had successful rain almost every day. Previous night before rained all night here, and creeks are high, and water is flowing everywhere. Every puddle's overflowed here 2 days ago. And I've had all three dehumidifiers on full here to dry everything out. And looks like we're going to get more rain. And we don't need more rain. We need the sun to shine and dry things out here so everything doesn't become damp and swampy-like. And with that in mind, I guess the farmers didn't grow the right crops. I guess they should have grown some rice. Hey, Kevin, thanks for being there. Good evening to everyone on the net. And we'll be listening. Bill is located in western Pennsylvania in a little town called Wexford. He's on daylight shift now for the next couple of months. And we'll turn it back to net control. And good job there, Kevin. KA3TFB back over the net.
Okay, very good. Yeah, right now I've got, it looks like I'm about 67 degrees here in Oneonta. Temperature looks like it's going to go down a little bit tonight. I had some partly cloudy skies today, so it was kind of a wild day that way, but not too bad. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to change directions here a little bit. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
Good evening, Kevin, N5AOW.
KA2ZZ.
Okay, good evening to the both of you, N5AOW. Forgive me, I forgot your name. If you could just give me your name really quick, and I'll let you kick the floor.
Hey, N5AOW, name is Bob, Kevin. Not much to report. We had a cool day for the most part. It finally warmed up to about 74 here. But a nice afternoon, warmed up nice. Was able to get a few things accomplished, and in between laying down and trying to get my back back in shape again. I've got an awful time with that, but that's another issue. No big deal there. So with that, yeah, I think, and good evening to Bill also. I heard him check in earlier, and Jack. So, yeah, with that, I'll turn it back to you. I don't have a whole lot to report, but good job on the net. And 5AOW, back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Yeah, I appreciate the positive input. I didn't hear anybody taking the net, so I figured I'd just take a stab at it. So I do have the preamble loaded on my tablet, so I'm just kind of reading from that and then doing this way. So that's really kind of cool. All right, KA2ZMZ, Jack, you're up next. This is KD2FPM.
Hello, good evening there, Kevin James. Good to hear you. As NCS here, it's very nice. And as I always say, nothing too spectacular today. Weather was not too bad down this way. At least we didn't have any rain today. And got up into the 70s. Right now we're about 68. It's still fairly warm in the house here. Kind of muggy this morning. But did get some things done. We had to do some grocery shopping in the usual routine. So, 7-3's all around. KA2ZZ.
Hey, that sounds awesome. And Jack, I know it's kind of funny because I know you host the Oct-10, so I'm taking a stab at this for a first-time run on my own. So hopefully... Maybe at some point I'll say I can maybe help you out up on Oct-10. That'd be kind of cool because that's a real, big positive thing that you do for the Central New York region. That's really kind of cool. And I also want to tell you, be proud of me. I programmed up another ham's radio last night. Someone here in the Oneonta area got one of those little Baofengs, and I painstakingly got it up and running, and boy, she is a happy camper now. So that's really kind of cool. All right, I tell you what, I am going to look for any other check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Like I said, I'm looking for further check-ins. Okay, I'm not hearing any other check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I would like to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had 3 check-ins. 7-3 to all those who listed in. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Are you still on there?
Roger, still here, and good job on the net tonight, and you did very well there with that preamble there, prologue. I call it a prologue, and I haven't seen this wet weather, Kevin, in a long time, and now we have that storm coming up through Texas, going to mix itself up in the weather pattern, you know. And maybe Sunday or maybe Monday that system will come up, and you know, as it mixes up with the weather pattern, maybe dump another inch of rain here. We're going to have to cut the grass here soon again. I just cut it a couple days ago, and I have to cut it again, you know, and I'm going to have to cut it when it's wet. Over.
Yeah, I know that scares me to death because lawn tractor I've got for my fiance hasn't been working the best, and the last time I mowed the lawn, it was, how shall I put it gently, skip and miss for the most part. Everything's just kind of out of adjustment. A friend of mine tried to help me out, put another motor on, because the last one just kind of, that was it, it was done. So he helped me out, put another motor on the machine, and unfortunately things weren't exactly the same as the other, so it wound up being a little bit, now shall I say, a little different, and therefore belts weren't exactly the same, so you get a lot of slippage, and boy, that doesn't work very well. So, and with this rain coming in, as you probably figured out from my reading the preamble and whatnot, I do read the weather forecast for a couple of different radio stations up here, so I'm pretty used to reading stuff and try to keep that professional tone going. So hopefully I was able to cover that pretty well, and I'm hoping Bob is still listening, N5AOW, and maybe Jack might be still floating around, because I know Jack's got to get ready for the Octane up here. So with that, I'll send it back to you, K3TFB. This is KD2FPM.
Roger, fine business. I know all about tractors, and I got 2 of them. I got one to start. I struggled this year with tractor problems. The ones I have both Cub Cadets, and I put them in the part of the cellar that's not heated, and I did not put the additive in the gasoline tank, and I had to go and piecemeal, and with one woman that works down in a little shop down, it's not too close from us. She's an expert on tractors, and she says, you know, her biggest problem is fuel contamination. So I had filled that tank up pretty much though with the leftover gas that I had, and I had to drain it all and get rid of it. And then I had to drain the other side from the carburetor in. I had to pay, buy a filter, and then I had to put the additive in, and I put a new spark plug in. And this tractor has been going on and off, stalling. I discovered a vent problem where the tank doesn't vent right, so it sucks a vacuum in there, and then I keep losing that. And I got it to the point now where it has all the power in the world, and it starts right up, and I have to work on the other tractor to walk behind. I'm going to have to do the same thing, drain the tank and get a fuel filter, a new spark plug in there. And I got a spark plug tester here not too long ago, and we'll just have to do that, and that'll be the backup. And with that, I'll give it back over to you. This is KA3TFB through the Echolink system.
Yeah, I know. They can be really, really temperamental. And, boy, when you're without them, boy, it can be a nightmare. And I know, I mean, I don't have much of a lawn for my fiance to run and take care of, but with my bad back, trying to run a push mower, forget that idea. It's just not going to happen. And the riding tractors, how shall I say it gently, doable. That's about it. At least I'm not killing myself trying to get the lawn taken care of for her. So, and gives me a sense of some completion of being able to do something, which is kind of nice. So that's kind of cool. So, but, well, I tell you what, I've got to get a couple things done. I got to get my dog taken care of here. So I'm going to bow out very, very kindly, and I want to thank you for your support tonight. And if anyone else is listening, thank you very much, too. I know we had a pretty nice night here. I didn't call at the call time for that. I didn't see it in the preamble, but we did close that net at 9:15 in case anyone needs to know. So with that being said, I'll say 7-3, and hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow. I tell you what, I'll clear on your final. This is KD2FPM.
Roger, Roger. KD2FPM, KA3TFB through the Echolink system in Western Pennsylvania. Top of the day to you. Good evening to you. Yeah, I was in the grass cutting business for years. I have a trailer, and I used to cut people's grass, and some grass I cut for free. And then I got wise and said, I'm not cutting your grass for free. You'll have to supply the gas. And, you know, I did some of that, and I would only pick people who didn't have any money. Figure that one out. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Your probably dog's probably hungry. My little puppy's in the back, probably sleeping in my bed, and I'll have to give her medicine here shortly. But fine job, fine business, and good evening to you. And we'll be logging off through the Echolink system, and perhaps tomorrow, if I don't have any activities going on, we'll power it back up. And that computer works very good, you know, similar to what you have before. So top of the day, top of the evening to you. Catch you later. 7-3, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
N5AOW, Bob, are you still on? This is KD2FPM. All right, N5AOW or KA2ZMZ, if you're still there, I'll sit and see if you're available for just a minute. KD2FPM here. Okay, nothing heard. I tell you what, I will clear this repeater myself. This is KD2FPM. I would like to say 7-3. Thank you for use of this repeater and the Echolink access. We'll hopefully see you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear.
Tonight, for some reason or other, holding the repeater.
don't really understand why. Anyways, I did get the KC2MBU. Were there any other stations with or without traffic?
Roger, this is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Any other stations for our 10 with or without traffic? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 is to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zandon.